I must say that it's very good of Regina to keep a watchful eye on her poor old father. She goes to see him every day, so he tells me. He's such a weak man. He needs the support. He needs her to be firm with him, otherwise he'll just continue to get up to his old tricks. He's told me that he understands how sinful his behaviour has been. He knows how low he's fallen. He's a soul in turmoil. He's in grave moral danger. I'm very hopeful that his soul can be reclaimed. Regina doesn't seem to understand the moral peril that her father is facing. Does she not understand the ties of blood between her and him, of a daughter's duty to her father? Oh, my goodness, he can be a sly one, though. He loves to try it on and pull the wool over my eyes. No chance. He can't. She comes up with these petty excuses as to why she can't help. How it would look for a girl her age to be keeping house for an unmarried man. For heaven's sake, he's widowed. And he's her father. I worry about some of the things she says, though. About the way in which he thinks about her. What does that mean? But then she does say that she wants to get on better with him and that she wants to live closer to town. But generally, she doesn't listen to my advice. It's so infuriating. I just have to stop talking to her sometimes because I get so frustrated that I'm worried that I'll just yell at her.